This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Sarah Beth Leeser and Erica Franken. They're co-directing the Peoria Players theater production of Billy Elliot the Musical. Sarah Beth and Erica, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Now, this is really a tremendous undertaking. I understand this is your first time directing, and you're co-directing the show together. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found each other in this directing experience and why you chose the show?
Well, actually, it was a little over a year ago. Someone from Peoria Players had contacted me and said that the show was going to be becoming available. And it was funny, they had asked me, do you know anything about the show, which it is one of my very favorite shows, and would I consider directing and choreographing the show? Well, that, of course, was a no-brainer for me, but I knew I couldn't do both by myself. And so I contacted Sarah because Sarah has such a good eye, and we work so well together, and I knew she would just be perfect. And so that's how we became co-directors and co-choreographers together.
Now, the protagonist in Billy Elliot, for those who don't know the show, is a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old boy. And obviously, that can create a casting challenge because you not only need a performer who's the right age, but you need a performer that age who has really strong dance skills. So can you talk a little bit about what you were looking for in that performer, in that role, as you were casting?
We were looking for someone who obviously has a strong dance background but can also sing the role and everything. We are so fortunate that Tyler Langston showed up, and he has been dancing since he was 4. He has been competing since I think he was 8, and he just turned 13 a few weeks ago. So I cannot wait for the Peoria area audience to see this. His dancing is phenomenal, and his singing and his acting. One day we're going to say we saw him in Peoria.
And give us a little bit of a sense of the demands on both Tyler and the rest of the cast in terms of dancing.
Oh, goodness. I would have to say there were probably about 12 choreographed numbers in the show, and it spans so much. It touches on every genre of dance. There's ballet, there's tap, there's jazz, there's lyrical, and the songs are up to 12 minutes long. So it not only are they intense and very complicated, but they're also lengthy. So it requires a lot of stamina from the entire cast, especially Tyler. I think there's only one scene that Tyler is not on stage.
Given the amount of dance and the intensity of the dance, as you've been talking about, I imagine you have to tweak or adapt the rehearsal process in order to accommodate that. So did you cast much earlier than another musical would so that you'd have extra rehearsal time? Or did you rehearse more intensely during the weeks that you had, or a little bit of both?
We decided to do auditions early in January just so, because it is such a hard role and long rehearsal process and everything. That way we would not kill our cast or kill Tyler. That way that we could plan everything and have everything rehearsed and learned and all that and give enough time for rest and everything.
So it was very light rehearsals to begin with. Obviously, Tyler started right away, but we still were getting our cast out at 8:30, 9 o'clock with rehearsals so that they could stay healthy and rested.
So we've talked a little bit about the dancing demands in the show and the music, but this is also a really unique show because it's quite a vehicle for drama. Can you tell us a little bit about the storyline and that aspect of the play?
Oh, yes. That's one thing that makes Billy Elliot so fantastic is the layers that it has for all of the characters. Yes, the title role, Billy, is the most important, but underneath that is really a historical time that truly happened in Northern England when, under the regime of Maggie Thatcher, when the miners went on strike and so many mines closed, and it was just devastating to the community and the entire country. And it's, I think, probably the last mine closed just a year or two ago, so it still resonates today. And so the story is placed around that time when that started. So we see the angst of the miners and the policemen, and then, of course, this young boy that discovers his love for dance at the same time with, it deals with stereotypes of social class, of a boy that wants to dance, of just anything around that. And the characters are developed through every single song and every single scene. So it takes you through every emotion. You will laugh, you will cry, you'll get a little bit angry, but hopefully in the end you leave with a smile on your face.
Now, often when a show like Billy Elliot premieres in the UK and then comes to the United States, it will be Americanized. So they'll change the setting. They'll change some of the dialect. Obviously, that's not the case with your production. So did you have to spend some time with the cast to bring them up to speed on the specific British context and historical context of the story? And what kind of choice did you make about accents?
We were very fortunate when Peoria Players announced that we were doing Billy Elliot. We had Jane and Paul Prest contact us, and they are actually from Northern England. So we have these wonderful assets for our dialect coaches. And then Paul, he decided to audition for the show, so he's actually in the show. So our cast has been able to use them as resources. And they both had family members involved with the strike and just all their stories and everything. It just has really helped with the dialect and just the understanding of and everything.
Billy Elliot would be a challenge for a professional theater to cast, let alone a community theater. And I know both of you have been involved both on stage and behind the scenes in many, 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 many productions. What were the unique challenges with working with a group of people that maybe didn't come in with a background in dance? And so you have to bring everyone up to this certain level in a certain period of time.
Well, I would have to say we were so fortunate with the people that did audition and our cast that we do have. It's such a blend of veterans, theater veterans, as well as brand new people or some adults who haven't auditioned or been in a show for over 30 years. So there's a real excitement and passion amongst the whole cast, which has a drive that they were ready and willing and capable. So they've really enjoyed the process, and we couldn't be more proud of all of them.
Now, I understand, Erica, that this has also been a little bit of a family affair for you. Can you tell us some of the work that your husband has put into this production?
Yes, I miss my husband right now. We've hardly seen each other. But no, my husband, Chris Franken, has been working tirelessly at the theater. Before we even started really rehearsals, he's done so many updates to Peoria Players. He's updated the fly system. He has replaced the entire stage. So there's a new stage surface. He has reframed and the extension and the orchestra pit. Due to Sutton Country carpets, there's new carpet for sound dampening backstage and in the orchestra pit, and many, many more things. And he's had some wonderful help along with our stage managers, Rick Creasy, Eldon Beaver, and other people that have come in. So he's been working pretty hard, and it shows, and the improvements to the theater are going to benefit it in the long run.
And I'm just curious, is there an audio difference with someone tapping on a new floor surface than the old one?
Definitely. Coming from a person who has tapped on that stage for years, and the most recent time I did, it just was such a dull sound, such a dead sound, and it was really hard to strike and make your sounds with your tap shoes. And that was one of the main reasons that we wanted the floor replaced for this show, because there's so much tap dancing that we really couldn't adequately put the show on without replacing that floor.
You had talked a little bit earlier about the range of choreography and the range of dance styles that the show calls for. So can you go a little deeper into that? So I mean, like, what types of dance did you construct and will be on display in this production?
Well, I guess some of it, you really will be surprised. At one point, Solidarity is one of the more impressive, well, they're all impressive, but one of the more impressive numbers in the show, has 28 cast members on stage, and it mixes in not only Billy and main characters, but the minors and the police and the ballet girls. So within that, you have the conflict that takes place around the ballet classes, and you incorporate that, and it all melds together, and they're all on stage together with intricate choreography. And then you have Billy, who does love ballet. And so, of course, there's a dream ballet in the show and a wonderful tap dance with he and Sam Lin, who plays Michael. That number, they're going to eat it up. But so there's tap there. There's tap in the angry dance. And that's a totally different style of tap and with a different kind of music, which is a whole new challenge. And I don't want to give too much away, but there's something new that I had to choreograph that I had not done before with a flying company, which is pretty neat.
And as we also mentioned earlier, that both of you are first-time directors in this production, and I'd just be curious to know, what was the biggest discovery for each of you as you went through the process? The thing that you learned about directing a show that you hadn't known going into it, even though you've both been doing theater for years?
Oh, I would have to say some of the details behind the scenes that go along with just communicating with the theater itself. and all of the little things that we need to take care of that way. The scheduling of, you know, interviews and TV interviews and getting the program things in that we need to get in and scheduling everything and just the mass communication that has to happen, not only with your cast and your crew, but also with the board of Peoria Players and the theater managers and the box office managers. And there's quite a bit that goes into it, and lighting, sound.
So, I learned quite a bit of lighting terminology the other day that I did not know at all. So that was a nice experience for me.
Our terminology is definitely better for lighting and sound, yes.
And can we look forward to seeing this co-directing team repeat in the future?
Well, this has been quite a wonderful experience. It's nothing that we would regret by any means, but it's been pretty tiring. So I think we're going to take a couple of weekend trips together first before we make any decision like that.
Yes.
We've been talking with Erica Franken and Sarah Beth Leeser about Billy Elliot at Peoria Players Theater. The show opens tonight with performances running through Sunday, May 14th. Thank you both for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you
so much.
Also this weekend, the Central Illinois Youth Symphony presents its spring concert at Metamora Township High School. The performance takes place Sunday at 6 p.m. and features the preeminent student musicians from Central Illinois, conducted by David Commande. For more information, visit www.ciys.org.
And the Philharmonic Chorale presents their spring concert on Sunday. The program includes a wide range of works, including pieces by Bach and Verdi. There are also contemporary pieces on the program by Randall Thompson, Stephen Paulus, and John Rutter. That concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.